Unit 8. Extreme Games. X Games. Part 1. Expressions. 1. I'm sorry I missed it. 2. We rappelled down a 300-foot cliff. 3. It was a very difficult climb because there are not many places to put your hands and feet. 4. We went bungee jumping when we were in Australia. 5. We jumped off a bridge and fell 500 feet before the bungee cord caught us. 6. It was scary but exhilarating. 7. I am going for a hike in the southern Rocky Mountains. 8. It will be a long hike, 30 miles in 3 days. 9. I love hiking because you can really get in touch with nature. 10. I saw a bear and a mountain lion on my last hike. Part 2. Dialogues. 1. Mountaineering.
What's the mountaineering club doing this weekend?
We are going to climb a cliff on the Colorado River.
How hard is the climb?
It is a very difficult climb because there are not many places to put your hands and feet.
What did you do last week?
We rappelled down the side of a 300-foot cliff. It was very exciting.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sorry I missed it.
Well, you should come this weekend. I think you could do the climb.
Yeah, I will. See you then.
Okay, see you.
Two. Bungee jumping. Hi, John. How was your vacation?
Awesome. We went to Australia and New Zealand.
That must have been wonderful. Do anything interesting?
Well, we went bungee jumping when we were in Australia.
Wow. Isn't that dangerous?
A little, but the rush was worth it.
Tell me about it.
We jumped off a bridge and fell 500 feet before the bungee cord caught us.
500 feet? I would never be able to do that.
Yeah, it was scary, but exhilarating. 3. Hiking.
Have any plans for the weekend, Tom?
Yeah, I'm going for a hike in the southern Rocky Mountains.
Oh, do you go hiking often?
I go as much as I can. I love hiking because you can really get in touch with nature.
It would be nice to get out of the city. Do you want some company?
Sure, but it will be a long hike, 30 miles in 3 days. Have you been hiking before?
Yeah, I go a lot too. I saw a bear and a mountain lion on my last hike.
Wow, you must have been pretty far away from the city.
Yeah, my friend and I hiked in a very wild part of the National Forest.
Well, bring him along too. We'll have a great time this weekend.
Thanks, I'll ask him.
Part 4. Monologue. Carl's note. Extreme sports are very new in America. They usually come from people trying the craziest things. Bungee jumping is a good example. Someone tied a bungee cord to himself one day and jumped off a very tall bridge. Bungee cords stretch a lot, so the person lived, but he took a big risk to find out if his idea would work. Another extreme sport is snowboarding. A skier decided to stand sideways on one piece of wood to get down the mountain instead of using two skis. People like these dangerous sports because they are exciting. They often do them for the rush they get. The first extreme sport might have been mountaineering or mountain climbing. Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Mount Everest, gave another reason for doing something so dangerous. When asked why he climbed the world's tallest mountain, he replied, "Because it was there."